So we are gathered here at St. Benedict's Parish. We are all parishioners of St. Benedict's Parish. Have you ever stopped to wonder what that word actually means? Anyone ever stopped to think, what does parish actually mean? What does it actually mean to be a parishioner? I never stopped to think about it until a couple of weeks ago when I stumbled upon the meaning. It actually comes from the Greek word paroikia. And you're all astounded by that, aren't you? Because you all know Greek perfectly. I know nothing of Greek at all. But the basic sense of the word, we use the word parochial church. That's where the word comes from. The basic sense of the word is someone journeying. Someone who is like a citizen of a kingdom, but is not quite there yet. Almost sort of living just outside the walls. And this word has been used to describe us right from the early church. That we are parishioners. We are those who are journeying. We belong to heaven, but we're not quite there yet. It kind of opens up a whole identity for us. I think it's very much worth really reflecting on. Because this is who we are. We belong to something other than this. We don't belong to the earth. You have been baptized. You have been drawn into the very life of God. That is your dwelling place. And yet the madness of our life is that we try to make this place our home. And we try to create our paradise here on earth. I mean, for most people that makes sense, but for us as Christians, it is absolute madness. It would be equivalent to, as you were driving home this evening, if you went past a street sign pointing to your suburb and you suddenly screeched to a halt, ran out of the car and wrapped your arms around the street sign saying, "Home sweet home." You know, the other people in your car would be wondering what was going on. But that really is the way we live. Because this world, the beautiful created world around us, really is just a street sign pointing us to our homeland, pointing us to our destination. The beauty of food, the beauty of creation, the beauty of relationships and human love, all of these are pointing us to something greater. And sin comes in when that becomes distorted. When we try to make the things of the earth into an end in themselves. When we try to turn relationships into our destination, or food, or money, or status, reputation. Whenever we try to make these things our destination, it all goes horribly wrong. And this is what St. Paul's talking about tonight. He starts off very clearly saying, do not go on living the aimless kind of life that the pagans do. Our world is living convinced of the fact that all of this is meaningless. There's no purpose. You're just an animal. You're going to die very soon. Just enjoy it while you can. That's the underlying philosophy of everything in our society. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, it's the philosophy that influences us. Yes, we believe. Yes, we follow Christ. We come to church. But so much of what we do is aimless. So much of what we do is just meaningless. Simply trying to keep that hunger fulfilled. Trying to keep ourselves satisfied with the latest novelty or more distraction, more things. We're going around in circles around that street sign again and again and never actually going to our homeland. As Christians, we need to think so differently to everyone else. The way we engage with our world needs to be fundamentally different. And it needs to be really planted in hope. I don't know how often you think of heaven, But you need to think about it a lot. You know, you need to really meditate upon where you are going. Because if you don't, you just end up making this into your heaven. First reading, we have the people walking through the desert in the Exodus. And they make the same complaint we do. We're following the Lord. The Lord is in our midst. We've been drawn into this profoundly intimate relationship. But all we see is dirt and rocks. We wish we could go back to Egypt because that's where we had food. That's where our desires were satisfied. As Christians, we're always grumbling. I don't know about you, but I am. You know, we always think, yeah, life could be so much easier. If only I could do what everyone else does. If only I could think the way they think and talk the way they talk. It's like the Israelites looking back to Egypt. But what we miss is the fact that God is in our midst. Here they were dreaming of onions and garlic back in Egypt and couldn't see the fact that God dwelt amongst them. The very presence of God in the pillar of cloud standing before them. We spend our whole lives looking backwards, looking at what we're missing out on, trying to work out how we can get it without really breaking the commandments. And we miss the gift that we've been given. Christ is in our midst. The love of God, so great, given to us. The great focus of the Christian life really is about opening our eyes. It's not about trying really hard to get to heaven, because Christ says that heaven is already in our midst. It is given to us here in the Eucharist. It's not about trying to strive to eventually reach something. It's about opening our eyes to the fact that it's already in us, already given to us. The love that we're yearning for, it's given to us. Because we believe that Christ dwells in you. You are the temple of God. The Trinity dwells in your heart. That means if you're looking for heaven, look no closer than your own heart, because that is how close God is. How often do you think of that? I spend most of my life looking elsewhere. Looking elsewhere for that love and that satisfaction to satisfy that hunger that's in me. And yet Christ says, those who come to me will never thirst. They will never hunger. If only we would open our eyes to the reality that's already in our midst. We need to really be people of hope. We need to be people who are constantly looking for our true homeland. With our eyes set upon this love. And we need to realize that it's not obvious. We live in a world that's so sensory oriented. Everything's about sensory stimulation. And I think as a whole culture, we've lost the ability to be sensitive to anything other than, you know, loud, obvious sensory input. That sensitivity to love. And so we miss the reality. We're so often looking for something that we can feel and touch and hold on to. We miss the fact that God dwells within us in spirit. We've lost that sensitivity of spirit to even be aware of what that is. I often think sometimes that encounter with God is a little bit like when you see two people embrace. When two people embrace each other, an amazing thing occurs where they are closer to each other than they can ever be, and yet they cannot see each other. They're looking over each other's shoulder. And if they were to rely purely upon sight, they would say the other person is not here. I can't see them. They're nowhere to be seen. And yet if they rely upon a different sensory input, they realize that they are completely embraced. As Christians, we're there often saying, I can't feel God. I can't see him. I don't know where he is in my life. I may as well go back to Egypt. I may as well go back to what I used to know, what I used to feel. And yet God is so close to us, calling us to be aware that he dwells in our midst, calling us into that spiritual sensitivity to be aware of his love. If we can do that, we will race towards union with him. You know, as they say, sainthood isn't actually that hard. Becoming a saint isn't very difficult. It's simply a matter of being aware that you are loved and saying yes to that love, being open to it. It's as simple as looking to see how close God is to you. We can only do this by calling upon the grace of God. Unless the Spirit leads us, unless the Spirit reveals this love to us, we will always be out looking for this love elsewhere. We will always be turning other relationships into our God. We will turn created things into our destination, and they will never satisfy. We will always be hungry. We will always be thirsting for more. We need to call upon the Spirit that our eyes would truly be opened, that we would see how close God is to us, that even if we don't believe we are lovable, that God dwells in us, loving us, saying that he delights in us so much that we would be his heaven. He would dwell within our hearts. To have the grace to reflect on that, to pray about it, to meditate upon it. This is something we need to respond to. Much more than just thinking it's a nice homily, nice words. We need to really make this decision to say, yes, I want to be with Christ. I want to choose him. To not just call myself a follower of Christ while still living an aimless life, still living a meaningless existence like everyone else, but to actually choose him and choose him alone. When you choose something, you have to choose against everything else. To say, I will delight in the creation around me, but only as much as it brings me to him. Only as much as it draws me into my real homeland, that place where I will enter into complete love. We need to choose. We need to say, yes, this is what I want. So what I want to encourage us to do, so that we can actually move, rather than spending the rest of our life with our arms wrapped around that street sign, that we would actually be people on a journey. We would actually be the ones who are journeying towards Christ. That this night we would actually make a decision to say, yes, I want to choose him. I acknowledge that this is my identity. I am someone on a pilgrimage. I am someone journeying to my true destination. So I just want to encourage you that we would stand and we would just pray in the Spirit, to call upon the Spirit to reveal to us who we really are and where we are really going. And if during that time you feel you really want to respond, just to come forward. You know, to walk towards this place, the altar, where we will receive Christ very shortly. That we can collectively pray for the Spirit to give us the awareness. To give us the awareness of our love, of how much we are loved. The awareness of our true identity. And to strengthen us as we go. So just invite you, let's just stand. And just pray. Let's just call upon the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Lord God. So just as we pray, if you feel prompted to really call upon this grace, just invite you to come forward, that we can all pray that we would be strengthened collectively on this journey. Come upon us this night, Lord Jesus. Come and reveal your grace to us, Lord. That we would know the great gift of love that you have poured out upon us. That we would know where we are heading. That we are destined to spend the rest of eternity with you. To dwell in you as you dwell in us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy God. Strengthen us, Lord God, for this journey. That our eyes would be firmly set upon you and that we would not be distracted by anything along this way, Lord. That you would place within us this night a deep grace of hope. That we would know the place we are headed to, Lord. That we would be able to delight with this indescribable joy, Lord, that you are in our midst. So, Lord God, we just pray that your Spirit would be poured down upon us this night. Lord, open our eyes that we may know how much we are loved. That we would not thirst or hunger for anything else in this world but for you, Lord. And that when we look upon all the beauty of this world, it would simply draw us deeper into your love. That it would point us towards the fulfillment of beauty, the fulfillment of love, the fulfillment of joy, that we will find this in you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, give us the strength to walk with you, that we would know that our true identity is that we are loved and that we belong to you. That you are so close to us, Lord, dwelling very much in our hearts. Give us the grace to never doubt and to never fear, but to know that you constantly walk with us. You carry us when we cannot walk, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just ask this night that you would be the light for our path. Particularly those times of darkness and those times of doubt, when we cannot see or feel anything, and when in our own feeble understanding we feel that you are so far from us. Lord, may you be our light. May you enlighten our path that we would never lose hope, that we would constantly walk with you, calling upon you every day that you would be our strength and we would not rely at all upon our own strength. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you this night. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.